Sometimes I think about starting a new public radio program called It's Art, Damn It. This might have been a good week. The LMAK Projects Gallery in New York City is featuring video and amplified audio of artist Emily Katrenczyk chewing through a wall in the apartment of the gallery owner. Emily Katrenczyk has been chomping off an inch of wall each day since January 1. The hole is now large enough for her to put her head through it, which she did for photographers this week. Her teeth look fine, by the way. Very sharp. The gallery also bakes a loaf of bread each day containing grit from the wall and offers it to visitors. So far, bagels and bialys are still more popular. "My work rides a boundary between art and life," Ms. Katrenczyk says. "I place myself on this porous edge as I place myself into the interstices of buildings and place buildings into my own body." Now, I don't believe that Emily Katrenczyk's drywall diet and art installation is worth a single angry editorial. It's not financed with public funds. She is not chewing through a picture of the Virgin Mary, Muhammad, or even Mel Gibson. No one is dragged into the gallery to see it. But I wonder how many people who see this installation in Chelsea are the kind of sophisticates who make fun of those who watch TV shows where people eat worms and beetle larvae to win money. What is the artist doing that a termite couldn't do more artfully? But it may be worth getting outraged at this week's news that Warner Brothers is reimagining, their corporate word, six of the best-known Looney Tune characters, including Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, and Wile E. Coyote. They will appear in a new series called Lunatics as sleek, futuristic Bugs, Daffy, and Wile E. who possess superpowers. What's up, Doc? Sandra Schwartz, president of Warner Brothers Animation, told the New York Post, "This is a kids' show intended for kids today who are growing up in the Internet age, an age of technology, an age of hip, cool animation, and this reimagining will resonate." When artists say they want to reimagine something, it often means that they have run out of imagination. In a way, it shows that today's Warner cartoonists, for all of the hip, cool technology, don't invent characters with the real personality that Tex Avery and a team of animators created, not reimagined, in Bugs and Daffy decades ago. I doubt that Warner Brothers and Emily Katrenczyk see themselves as the same kind of artists, but each feeds off of somebody else's creation. Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck already have superpowers. They make children laugh.
"You're sick and tired of just the same old thing, saying just the same old words all day. Be just like the chicken who found something new to sing. Open up your mouth and start to say, oh, chickory, chick, chala, chala, chickalaroni, in a banana, kabalika, wallika, can't you see? Chickory chick is me."